name is Carlos Avila. I'm a graduate student at the University of Arkansas. I'm going to share with you some of the results of my dissertation project titled Gene Expression Profile Changes in Resistant Gossypium Arboreal Roots to Reniform Nematode Infection. As you know, the nematode came from the root, and one important thing that about the reniform nematode is that it penetrates the root. It disrupts the tissue until it reaches a cell either in the pericycle or endodermis, and then establish a permanent killing site. One important thing is that the reniform nematode is able to penetrate in resistant and susceptible accession. So what we believe is that what happened at the killing site determines if the nematode is resistant or susceptible to the nematode. The feeding site for syncytia is formed by cell wall dissolution, the coalescence of adjacent cells from the initial cell where the nematode starts to feed. It has then cytoplasm, increases number and size of organelles, and it shows hypertrophy. Several histological studies have demonstrated that there are two possible mechanisms of resistance. The first one is a dark necrotic syncytial cavity or the hypersensitive reaction. And the second mechanism that is less common is the lack of hypertrophy of the syncytial cells. This has been shown by several studies in Gossypium arboreum, Gossypium hirsutum, and also in soybeans. So we know what is happening from histological studies, but we also are interested in what is happening at the molecular level. So the objectives of this study were to describe cotton root responses to reniform nematode infection, and also to identify potential genes involved in reniform nematode infection. For this purpose, we use Gossypium arboreum. We have two accessions. The first one, 194, that was resistant to reniform nematode, and the susceptible accession, 128, was susceptible. We used four treatments. Resistant, inoculated, resistant, non-inoculated, susceptible, inoculated, and susceptible, non-inoculated. We inoculated a 1 month old plants, and for the inoculated treatments, we used 37,500 reniform nematodes per plant. We wanted to be sure that we have a good level of infection, and we have three biological replications. 16 days after inoculation, we harvest the roots, we immediately frozen them in liquid nitrogen, and we extracted RNA in order to see the gene expression changes. For our study, we used the cotton microarray that was developed at Iowa State University in Dr. Jonathan Walden's lab. It was published by Udall et al. In 2007. This is the second version of this microarray. It is composed by 22,787 oligonucleotides, and it was composed from more than 50 cDNA libraries representing different tissues under several conditions. For the analysis, we use a completely randomized design. We use the TM4 microarray analysis tool, and we use a t-test to check which genes were differentially regulated, and we use a 0.001 level of significance as established by Miller et al. 2001. After we got the significantly differentially expressed genes, we use blast2gene ontology software in order to have a hint of the function of those transcripts. Here you have the genes that were differentially expressed in the resistant accession when infected by the nematode. In the x-axis, we have the log ratio, and in the y-axis, we have the genes. to this side we have the genes that were down regulated, and to the other side we have the genes that were up regulated. One of the important things is not just to know the name of the gene, is to know the function of those genes in order to describe what is happening. So if we use the genome ontology software, and we construct this net of different biological processes that have been altered on the reniform nematode infection. It's kind of complicated, but it can summarize it in four more branches that have been altered. To see it better, the processes that were differentially expressed in the resistant accession when inoculated with the nematode included genes that were involved in response to stimulus, biological regulation, metabolic processes, and cellular processes. Within response to stimulus, we have genes involved in response to abiotic stimulus, response to stress, response to chemical stimulus. In cellular processes, we have cell wall modification, lignin, biosynthetic process, phosphoinositive mediated signaling, and also removal of superoxide radicals. In the metabolic processes, long chain fatty acid metabolic process, regulation of transcription and DNA strand elongation during replication. And for biological regulation, regulation of transcription. The objective of this study was to identify genes that were differentially regulated in the resistant compared with the susceptible accession. So we did the same one with the susceptible accession. And in order to know which genes were involved in resistance or in syncytia formation, we use the following criteria. For example, if a gene was differentially expressed, for example, this one is downregulated in the resistant and upregulated in the susceptible, that means that this gene can be involved in the resistant mechanism. But if it follows the same pattern, that means that this gene is not involved in resistance, but maybe is involved in syncytia formation. So now I'm going to explain some of the genes that we were interested in. We group by biological process involved. The first one are those one involved in cell wall modification. The third one was pectin esterase. This gene facilitates cell wall modification, and low abundance has been correlated to fusarium resistance in tomato. But in this case, it's equally downregulated in the resistant and in the susceptible accession. That means that this gene is involved in syncytia formation, but not in resistance. Another gene is ferulate 5-hydroxylase. This gene is involved in the lignin biosynthetic pathway. It regulates the ratio between syringeal lining and wiacyl lining. If you have high quantities of ferulate 5-hydroxylase, you obtain more syringeal lining in lining. And high content of syringeal lining has been correlated to low reproduction of the root knot nematode. It was found in tomatoes. But in this case, it's down-regulated. That means that there is less syringeal lining. We know that resistance in root knot and reniform is different, so it makes a lot of change. Again, it follows the same pattern in resistant and susceptible. That means that this gene is involved in syncytia formation. The other set of genes are those involved in removal of superoxide radicals. We have peroxidase. Peroxidase protects cell constituents from damage from hydrogen peroxide. As you can see here, it's downregulated in the resistant and not that much in the susceptible. That means that this gene is probably involved in the resistant mechanism. We think that the levels of if this gene is downregulated, the level of hydrogen peroxide in the cell may increase, causing cell death or the hypersensitive reaction. Another gene is the superoxide dismutase. This is another antioxidant that defends the cells. exposure to oxygen radicals, and is equally downregulated in the resistant and susceptible accession. That means that this gene is not involved in resistance, but maybe in in situ formation. This other gene, the solute carrier family F5, is a membrane transport protein. As you can see here, it's downregulated in the resistant accession and upregulated in the susceptible one. That means that this gene is involved in resistance. Why? Because there is a less flux of nutrients in the resistant one. That means that the nematode is not clearing as well as in the susceptible accession. Another gene, this is the leaf senescent genes, and the high expression of senescence associated genes have been correlated to the hypersensitive reaction in diseases caused by fungi, bacteria, and viruses. As you can see here, it's upregulated in the resistant and it's not that much in the susceptible. So maybe this gene is causing senescence of those cells or cell death. In other words, the hypersensitive reaction. This is another good candidate. Finally, we have the genes that are involved in regulation of transcription and replication. As we know, when syncytia is formed, cell cycle is stopped, so that's why these genes are downregulated. One important one is this MYB transcription factor, that is a classical senescent-related transcription factor. It's upregulated in the resistant accession and not in the in the susceptible one. That means that this is another gene that maybe is driving the hypersensitive reaction in Gossypium arboreum. In conclusion, cell wall modification appears to be equally regulated in resistant and susceptible Gossypium arboreum. This makes a lot of sense because we know that the nematode is able to penetrate in resistant and in susceptible accession. Another conclusion is that the reniform nematode infection alters cell wall composition to allow feeding site establishment. As we know, as we see in our results, the genes involved in cell wall modification are downregulated, but are downregulated equally in resistant and in susceptible accession. And finally, the hypersensitive response may be led by the upregulation of genes involved in senescence, as the leaf senescent gene and also the MYB transcription factor, and also by downregulation of superoxide removal enzyme that leads to the accumulation of toxic radicals in the cell that cause hypersensitive reaction. Thank you. If you have any questions.
Are there any questions for Carlos?
No, this is the list that of the ones that were statistically up or down regulated. There are different ways to analyze the data. Some people, instead of doing a statistics, they just choose the genes that are too full or down or up regulated. Maybe in this way we can find some other set of genes.
Any more questions? Yes.
No, we harvest the roots and they may contain nematodes and we extract a total RNA from that tissue that we harvest. But one of the thing with the microarray is that we increase the stringency of our washes in order only to have genes hybridized that belong to Gossypium arboreum. I think, if I understand well the question, if I know what is happening in another, for example, in Gossypium longicalis, or
is that the tolerant variety?
No, actually, for reniform, there were no many studies about gene expression. I found some in with root knot, but we know that it's different than the reniform nematode, so the answer is no, we don't have any comparison with tolerance.
Any more questions? We got plenty of time. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Wait. Oh.
We know that in longicalis, the nematode is able to penetrate, but it does not reproduce at all. But in Gossypium arboreum, it's able to penetrate, and there are two mechanisms of resistance. One is the hypersensitive reaction, and the other one is the lack of hypertrophy. In the second mechanism of resistance, the nematode is still able to reproduce, but the reproduction is less, so it produces less eggs. So these are the difference between longicalis. Yeah, it reduces. From the histological studies, they show that 60% of the resistant reaction were due to hypersensitive reaction and 40% to lack of hypertrophy.
All right. Thank you very much, then, Carlos.